The Gospel of Mark was written, most likely, around the year 65 in the city of Rome. It was a very turbulent period, after the great fire that had raged for 7 days through the city in July 64. The Emperor Nero needed someone to blame for lighting the fire, although many suggest that he was the most likely arsonist. And the Jewish Christians who lived across the Tiber and were untouched by the devastating fire were an easy target. Persecution against the followers of Jesus began, that resulted in many, including both Saints Peter and Paul, being martyred. The death of so many of the early leaders is the likely catalyst for wanting to put down in writing the good news of Jesus the Messiah. The oral stories of the life and ministry of Jesus that kept the faith alive now needed to be kept for future generations as well. What a story it is. Many people in the Jewish world had been looking for signs from God. Most of them wanted a Messiah that would lead them in a revolt against Rome. Few, if any, expected the sign would be a prophet like John the Baptizer calling them to Teshuvah. Across the pages of the Jewish scriptures is told again and again a story of freedom from oppression and slavery. John is retelling the story of the Exodus and inviting his hearers to join in the action, to come down into the water and find life and freedom for themselves. Just as Moses had invited the people to leave behind the slavery of Egypt, so John is now inviting anyone who will listen to leave behind their world of sin and rebellion against God. God had invited them to walk along the straight path of freedom, but they had wandered away and forgotten who they were created to be. John invites them to come on home, to return to the path that leads to life, joy, and wonder. This is what Teshuvah means. John invited his people then, and we are invited today, to turn around and stop going down a road that will only lead to destruction, pain, and hurt. Teshuvah, he says, stop dreaming and wake up to the new reality of the bright light of the one who is to come. He will lead you into the new life of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. You call us to wake up to the good news that you are the Messiah, the Son of God. Thank you for the freedom that only you can offer. Amen. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy. Find out more at fatherrick.com, FRRICK.com.